from KQED.
Local scientists are studying the Bay Area's migrating birds to figure out what their migration patterns might indicate about climate change. KQED Climate Watch reporter Molly Samuel tells us bird migration is at its peak right now.
Welcome to the field station.
Josh Scullin is holding a tiny, brilliant yellow bird in the palm of his hand. 15 people inch in for a closer view. He's showing the group how to band birds like this Wilson's Warbler, a teacup-sized songbird with a black patch of feathers on its head.
How many of you guys have seen bird banding before?
Scullin is a biologist at the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. He's banding songbirds at the Coyote Creek Field Station in Milpitas. After catching the birds with netting, he attaches metal bands to their legs. Each one has a different number, so scientists can study the birds over time.
And this is one of the smaller birds that we catch.
We're catching a lot of great migrants today. We've seen yellow warblers and Wilson warblers, Swainson's thrushes.
Jill Demers is the executive director of the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. The organization has been banding birds here for more than 30 years and checking their health, taking their weight, and noting their approximate age.
We have several graduate students that have been working with San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory and other partners to look at the effects of climate change on bird body size, for example.
A study last year found that climate change is making some bird species larger. Another one, which hasn't been published yet, finds that some bird species are migrating earlier. At the peak of migration season, Scullin and others are catching and banding up to 50 birds a day, adding to the hundreds of thousands of records they already have. They'll use the data to better understand the mysteries of migratory bird patterns and what they can teach us about climate change. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.